Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
It's 8:04 in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. Ruptures with guest Youssef Abou Zayed from Egyptian rock band The Panstars. Youssef, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
How comfortable are you behind the Radio Lebanon microphone?
It's my first time doing a radio show, but I guess it's fine.
I'm very surprised that it's your first time doing a radio show, considering how brilliant your band is and considering how completely compelling that performance at Beirut and Beyond was a few nights ago. So let's recap for the sake of our listeners.
Right.
You were here with your band Panstars on the occasion of Beirut and Beyond International Music Festival 2017, which was curated this year by Maurice Luca, another Egyptian musician who was often featured in this radio program, as you were. Yeah. You sent me a few tracks of yours some months ago, and we started playing them intensively in these programs, and here you are. So it's an absolute pleasure to have to have you with us. We just listened to a track of your EP.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your beginnings as a musician and how this EP came to see the day.
Well, this EP was a solo production of mine, as much as the other releases of Panstars. And it was in Arabic. it was my first release with Penstars in Arabic, and I tried as much as possible in this release to let everything else roam around the vocals and be influenced by it, even the music and the other compositions like the guitar lines and the synth.
So you based everything around your voice, is what you're trying to say?
Around the Arabic vocals, because usually when you do Arabic vocals with guitar lines and stuff, it doesn't usually work out.
Absolutely.
So like I tried to do it the other way around. And I was inspired by like substituting the bass lines with synth, with like arpeggiated bass lines, and it gave it this kind of it's not steady, you know, it's a bit dreamy.
So you had been playing around with music, recording for a while before creating this project called Panstars.
Yeah, I started making music. When I started making music, I started playing bass. And
it was your first instrument.
Yeah, and I was playing music. I was listening to like people like Victor Wooten and stuff. You know Victor Wooten?
No, absolutely not.
Like Marcus Miller and this kind of musicians.
Okay, so more oriented towards jazz.
Yeah, it was completely different, and I don't like it now. But then I heard like punk music and Sonic Youth, and it got me in a place where guitars are treated differently. It's not about notes anymore. It's not about musical notes. It's about texture. It's about
ambience.
It's about ambience and the bigger picture. It's not about instruments. So yeah, then I started discovering shoegaze music and post-punk music, and I expressed this discovery in Panstars' few releases, the early releases. It was mostly in English, and then Rabi Rabi happened. It took the turn of Arabic vocals with the rock music.
Rabi Rabi is the EP you sent me a few months ago,
yeah,
which was often featured on this program, and we just heard a track of it.
Yeah, Sahla Khaifa.
And let's listen to a second one, if you like, and then we can talk more about it and how it came to be. So another track, and I think this is the track that I played the most during these programs, and I think several DJs around town have also been playing that track in their sets.
That's cool.
So, Tortet Namel?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
think it's absolutely formidable the way you managed to take a Western mode of music and a westernized way of doing punk rock, of doing alternative rock, and placing the Arabic voice in the middle of it. Tell us a bit more about the process, as, for example, you've managed to do in that particular song, Tortet Namel, which I find one to be one of the highlights of Rabi Rabi.
Right, so the whole thing of fusing elements, Western and Eastern elements, it's usually shit when it's done in a direct way.
I love how candid, how open you are about this. Yes.
Because like I wrote this piece about it once. It's called A Balanced Synthesis.
Yeah.
And it was about how fusing elements together is really hard, and it requires a certain, for me, it requires a certain way of doing it.
Yeah.
And the less direct it is, the better it works. So like, for instance, if you love oud, and you love reggae, for example, you can make reggae music that is inspired by oud without incorporating oud in the reggae music. That's the thing. So
because otherwise, incorporating the oud in the reggae can probably be disastrous.
Yeah. And you don't have to prove to other people that you're influenced by oud, you know? It's like you're trying too much to... It's forced. So when it's done in an indirect way, like when it comes from your subconscious in a sense, it's valid, it's legit, you know. It's not forced, and it's you.
And it's not one of those dire attempts at fusion like we have so much of these days, bringing Arabic beats into Western modes, etc.
Yeah, and we as Arabs, like, we have this huge identity crisis, because like myself, I'm brought on like rock music and Western music. But then again, I'm Egyptian at the end, and this is how I relate most things in Arabic. So I'm in the middle of this dilemma of, I like guitar music, but I like Arabic words. So I guess all Arabs share this identity crisis, and it's expressed in music that we make in a way or another.
A lot of people often ask me, why do Lebanese rock bands, for example, sing in English and not in Arabic? And it's very tough to explain to these journalists, to these researchers, that, well, if the musician is influenced by this type of singing, it's very tough for him to move away from that and do something that is not him or her.
I guess it's fine if rock bands sing in English. It's not like all rock bands that come from Arab countries, they have to sing in Arabic. Just depend on the person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you played at Beirut and Beyond, at KED for Beirut and Beyond a few nights ago, you were a threesome, but you said earlier that Panstars began as a solo project. So how did the move happen from a single solo project to a trio? A very powerful trio, I should add.
Thank you. It started with the second release of Panstars. I wanted to play a live show, and I wanted a band, because like, the band feels great, you know, playing with a band. And we started performing songs from the EP, and then the band actually became, we had like good chemistry, and we started trying out a few ideas I wrote on my guitar at home, and we went down to the studio and we began writing songs. Like, we wrote like 10 songs, and this was the mark of Panstars going into a rock and roll band, not just a solo project. And those 10 songs are not released yet, but it's our live material. And
the stuff you played on...
In Beirut and Beyond on Saturday
night. Yeah.
And we've been developing those songs for like 3 years or 4 years or something. And the band we had first was me and two other guys, and now they're different, two other guys. So... those 10 songs, they pass through two different phases of Panstars, one with the first band and one with the second band, so they're pretty mature when it comes to their own potential. Yeah.
Was it difficult for you to move from your bedroom to the stage, from taking these, fleshing out these songs with two other musicians? Did you find it difficult to find common ground
Actually, I found it really inspiring to work with other people and stuff, yeah.
There's a song you wanted to play for us now. Is that part of those 10 songs that are going to see the day as the next Panstars album?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about this song.
The lyrics don't mean much. but kind of mean people are far away, something like that. Just about alienation and stuff. It's nothing specific.
So this is performed as a trio.
Yeah.
And it's called
Dour El Fouq.
Let's listen to it right now. Again, I find the usage of the Arabic voice within that specific structure very, very interesting and very unusual for such a style of music. Yeah. A lot of the rock music that's coming out of Egypt today has a lot of those elements that you mentioned earlier, the oud,
yeah,
the percussion, etc. But your framework is definitely Western.
Yeah.
So
it's a demo, by the way.
Okay. Well, it sounds very awesome for a demo.
Thanks.
I think. You were talking earlier, before we started this program, you were talking about another project, an earlier project of yours, Ana Oudada.
Yeah, it's a duo.
Is it prior to Panstars or is it running in
parallel? No, it's recent actually. It's okay. We did it in last summer, and like when I listened to Sleaford Mods, you know Sleaford Mods.
Yes.
I got really inspired the way they make music and the way they perform it as well. So like I thought this could work with Arabic vocals, and I had this friend, Dada.
In the case of Sleaford Mods, if I'm not mistaken, there's a guy who sings, there's a guy who presses play.
Yeah, and drinks beer.
And drinks beer. Yeah, they're absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah,
and like we did something inspired by this kind of music, but it's not really close to it. And we did like an EP, like two songs. It's not an album. We're not a band. It's just a project. Like sometimes we can do this, sometimes we can do that. It's not something that we're entitled to do.
And is it the same kind of setup? There's him singing, or is it you singing? And
we're both singing.
Okay.
And I'm producing it. I produced it.
And the basis of the vocals is still the Arabic language.
Yeah, it's Arabic. Okay. It's in Arabic.
Well, let's listen right now. Shall we listen to the two songs in a row?
Yeah.
So Ana Oudada.
Yeah.
ما تجيش علي، تعال على نفسك اضحك عليا.
Youssef Abou Zayed, a.k.a. Panstars, on Rupture's Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM tonight. We should also mention that you have a concert coming up on Wednesday at Dawaween.
Yeah, it's a solo concert.
It's a solo concert.
It's my second solo concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your second solo concert ever in the life, in the universe?
Yeah.
How do you go about writing your lyrics? For instance, for this project, Ana w Dada, you're singing about what? And your friend Dada is singing about what? It's what is the subject matter of the lyrics, for example?
There's no subject. It's just words that sounds musical. And it probably has a meaning, but in a different dimension that we don't get. But it's not really with a meaning.
So it's very spur of the moment kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What about this? You have a lot of projects going on in parallel. There's also another project called Kilab. How many bands are you a part of these days, Youssef?
Actual bands too. Because this is me and Dada, it's not an actual band. It's just a project.
A project.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah.
I like to work with people.
Yeah.
And Kilab is just a band. We just released this EP, 5-song EP. And it's more or less of the same concept, but it's more punk with Arabic vocals. The guys with me in the band are Mahmoud Tawfiq. He has a band called Karset Nevin. It's a punk band with Arabic vocals as well. And May Mansour, the drummer, she has a band in London called Chot. It's a punk band as well. And
I did not know punk was so happening in Egypt right now.
Is there a very widespread
punk scene at the
moment? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There is a metal scene, I think, but not a punk scene.
So this band Kilab has been around for how long?
6 months, 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a track for us?
Yeah, I have a track for you. It's called اليوم العالمي للرجل. I usually sing with Mahmoud, but on this track I sing by myself. We wrote the lyrics together. Yeah, this was my first time to write lyrics with someone.
Okay.
And Mahmoud is a writer as well, so he gave me a lot of guidance. And the lyrics actually mean something very specific, unlike everything else I did. It's direct.
Let's listen to it right now.
Let's.
I'm very curious.
واحد من
اليوم العالمي للرجل. We forgot to mention. Sorry, I slipped into French for a second. We forgot to mention the name of the track by Killab with you on bass. And can we re-mention?
Mahmoud Tawfiq on synth and Maya Mansour on drums.
Are there a lot of live venues for young alternative rock bands to play at? We have a problem in Beirut that we don't really have.
Yeah, I guess we have the same problem as well. Like, there's a couple of venues. There is like five venues. But they differ because we have two venues that serve alcohol, so it's more of a bar and a venue.
Yeah, so and it's the a bit other of a problem.
Yeah, and the other venues, they're like cafes; they're not really venues. So neither are actual venues, but it's fine, I guess. Like at the end, like your friends come to see you, and it's a fun night, and this is how we do it.
And a few months ago, I had the pleasure to host a couple of concerts by electronic Egyptian musicians, Rami Abadir and Omar Labed, and they mentioned the same problem also with electronic music in Egypt, which is that sometimes you do concerts and only your friends show up, and it's difficult to get a larger audience together.
Yeah, I guess it's a limitation, but I don't see it as a problem, unless you want to make it big, but. It's a problem if you care about the scene and you want it to grow and stuff, but from my personal perspective, like every now and then when I play a gig in like one of those few venues and my friends come and it's a fun night, I guess I'm good with it.
You're satisfied.
Yeah, kind of.
Speaking of satisfaction, how is your Lebanese experience so far?
It's cool. Really like Beirut. It's my second time, and it's like Cairo, but on a smaller scale.
Yeah, on a very small scale.
Yeah, but it's more civilized as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wait until you spend a few more weeks here, and then we'll talk about civilized. Anyway, so you enjoyed your time at Beirut and Beyond on Saturday?
Yeah, I had a great. It was my first time to attend a festival, an actual music festival, so it was a good experience for me to see people performing and see how people lead their shows and stuff. But yeah, and I saw Richard Dawson on the second night. He was really cool.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah, such a performer.
You have another show coming up soon, a solo concert, as we mentioned earlier. Mention it again so that our listeners are aware and will attend, hopefully. So Dawaween, not far from Saifi, on Wednesday starting 8 p.m., I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We're going to go in a different zone right now, in a different musical zone. We're going to listen to some tracks that you chose by
a bunch of bands and
by a bunch of bands that you like.
Yeah.
And what are we starting with?
We're starting with Ceremony by New Order. And like you said earlier, it marks the transition from Joy Division to New Order. I didn't want to put Joy Division on because it's too cheesy to play Joy Division now. Like, everyone loves Joy Division, even people who don't like music. So I thought I'll put something else, a bit different. I really like it. It's minimal, it's melodic, and it's punk.
I think those early singles, early New Order singles, just after Ian Curtis had died, are absolutely awesome. Yeah. There's that Joy Division feel, of course. Yeah. There's the feel in the vocals and the bass playing, but at the same time,
it's different.
Yeah, the light is starting to shine through, and there's like areas of calm and stillness, yeah, that were not there in Joy Division. So I think it's the perfect balance, really.
Yeah.
So Ceremony, right, to kick things off.
We'll be right back. sensation? What is that sensation? With the light coming down over your shoulders. Sam, what is that sensation? What does that sign say? Warplane, condo, new development, time again. People coming up, they get together now. And time again, I feel alright. Warplane, condo, all freighter, new development. I feel alright, 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 I feel alright. How's the family? How's the family? How's the family? How's the family? How's your husband? How's your husband? How's your husband? How's your husband? Pants in your hair, pants in your hair, pants in your hair, pants in your hair. Time and off again, time and off again, time and off again, time and off again. Give the weather check, give the weather check, give the weather check, give the weather check. How's the church? How's the job? How's the church? How's the job? How's the family? How's the family? How's the family? How's the family? Give the weather check, give the weather check, give the weather check, give the weather check. Pants in your hair, pants in your hair, pants in your hair, pants in your hair. Time and off again, time and off again, time and off again, time and off again. That's all that we have. That's all that we have. Just that in the big, beautiful blue sky. I'm no longer afraid to die.
I love the way this man uses his voice. Speaking of unusual ways of using one's voice within a certain rock format, I think Tim D'Arcy and Ott does an amazing job. Yeah. So this was Ott, a Canadian band that's recorded its first two albums on Constellation Records, and this was Beautiful Blue Sky. How did you come to hear about this band?
A friend of mine used to live in Canada, and he introduced me to this actual song, and then I listened to the rest of the album. And they're cool, like, they're one of the few bands that make rock music nowadays that is actually special in a good way. It's not just different and unique, but it's cool.
Yeah, you feel that they're very honest about what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's no posturing, there's just the songs and the core of the songs. And
yeah, and it's really hard to make this sound without sounding expired for some reason, because people abuse this sound. Like, people have been making this kind of music since the 70s, so it's really hard to do it now in a different way.
When you listen to bands like Ott or Sonic Youth, which are coming up next, yeah. do you use whatever you listen to in your own music, or it's
Yeah, of course they do, but
I mean, as far as influence goes, yeah. Or as far as listening.
But not in a direct way, not in a conscious way, I guess. Yeah, it just happens.
You don't quote.
Yeah, sometimes I write this guitar riff and I find out that it sounds like this song and stuff, but it's not direct. It's not. I don't mean it.
So Sonic Youth is another big influence. Is another big, not influence per se, but a band that you've really liked and followed over the years.
Yeah.
And which album have you picked for us tonight?
I think this is from 1,000 Leaves. Yeah.
Absolutely, 1998.
Yeah.
So this is one of their later albums.
Yeah, this is one of the songs. This song had the melody, and the melody they wrote in another song, and then they took that melody and put it into that one. It's really cool melody.
Let's listen to it right now, since we're running a bit out of time. So this is Sonic Youth with Snare Girl. Thank you, Yusuf, for allowing me to rediscover that Sonic Youth album. They have so many of them. They have so many good albums that I tend to forget what I have, what I don't have, what I've listened to, what I haven't. So this was from their album 1,000 Leaves in 1998, Snare Girl. And this is a band that I did not know before this program. And you've spoken very highly about them. Autolux. Tell me a bit about them, please.
They have 3 releases. I guess they release an album each, like, every 6 years. I guess they have one of the coolest modern rock sounds. And they're a trio. They're not, like, 5 people. So that's cool. I like trios.
You discovered them by mistake? Did someone point you toward them after listening to you?
My cousin suggested them to me. Yeah. And my cousin plays bass with me in Pantsars.
Okay.
Yeah. The one with big hair.
Yeah, the one with the afro on the right of the stage. Yeah.
He introduced me to Sonic Youth as well. He introduced me to most of the music that influenced my taste. Yeah.
So this is Autolux, a track called Reappearing. That was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I loved them.
One final track for tonight. You mentioned shoegazing a while ago at the beginning of this hour of music. So this is Slow Dive, I think one of the tenets of this genre of music. So what is it about shoegazing that attracted you?
I guess the sound is, it's huge and it's sad. I like it. Like, it's sad music, but it's but the sound itself is huge. That's not something very common, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you picked a track from Souvlaki, I think, and Slow Dive to end tonight's selection of music by Youssef Abu Zayd, a.k.a. Panstars, who will be playing a second concert in Beirut this week on Wednesday at Dawawin in Saifi, starting 8:30 p.m. around that time. Youssef, thank you for this hour of music and for this very enlightening interview.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And we'll see you again very soon and hear you again very soon.
Thank you.
There's a shadow on my wall. last night.